The Ghosts of Batwing Castle by Terry Deary. Read by Daniel Hill. Chapter 1. The Road to Batwing Castle. The castle sat on the hill like an ugly grey toad in the moonlight. A narrow road twisted through a tangle of hedges. There wasn't a sound in the frost-bright night till the grumbling roar of a speeding car cracked the cold air. A girl in patched and tattered jeans stopped on the road and listened. She shivered silently. The car was coming her way, and she knew there was nowhere to hide. She shrank into the hedge till the gorse spine snatched at her long, black hair, and she peered back down the silver ribbon of road. No golden glow of headlights, only the gargling sound of an engine growing steadily louder. Suddenly, she saw it. A purple shadow on the diamond-grey road. A small sports car rushing blind and lightless up the hill towards her. The girl screamed, and at that moment the driver saw her white and frightened face, and he swerved. The car bounced off the wall of hedge with the tearing screech of a thousand thorns and slithered to a stop. The driver turned and glared with eyes that were just shadowy slits and a podgy, freckled face.
"Watch where you're walking, shorty!" he said.
"You had no lights on," the girl protested.
"Neither had you!"
the driver snapped back. His voice was as thin as a penny whistle, and it made the girl peer at him.
"You're not old enough to drive a car," she gasped.
"And you're not old enough to be out alone at this time of night!"
the boy argued.
"You were going too fast," she said.
"You were going too slow,"
he snapped back.
"And what are you doing on this road anyway?"
The girl threw back her head.